Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, God's sovereigns from near and afar. Your Lordship, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, appears among us with great news. A former preacher in the church and author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Our Lord would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He comes to show us how to unravel Vatican deception, hidden throughout Bible content. Tommy Hart decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Mr. Hart exposes the many laws in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Mr. Hart is here because the Vatican sent for him in the pages of the AVB. Yes, read for yourself. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Tommy Hart.
Hello, and thank you, Mr. Wells, for that introduction. Today, I will speak on these three things, hopefully. Question, what is the Holy Spirit of God? What is God's legal name? That is to say, what is God's written new name? And what is the role of the Spirit of God? I'll start with the name of God. Deuteronomy 33:17. First, let's get the statement in Revelation. And that's Revelation 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. It's the last statement in the verse. It says, a new name written, which no man knoweth. A new name written, which no man knoweth. And I've told you several times before that no man in the AVB is a reference to the one the Bible calls God. No man is the secret nickname, if you will, for God. A new name written, which no man knoweth. Okay. We will see what that new name is. And, of course, this is not the first time I've spoken on this, but this is a very important matter, and we're going to revisit it. Okay? So a new name. We're going to find out what that new name, which no man knows. Okay? Now, from there, we go to Deuteronomy 33, verse 17. Okay. Deuteronomy 33:17. And I believe I have an incorrect reference here. let's see what it's saying. Deuteronomy 33:17. The statement I'm looking for is where it is written, I know thee by thy name. Now let's go to Exodus 33:19. Exodus 33:19. It is written, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. A new name written, which no man knoweth, and it says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. So what is that new name? What is that new name which is proclaimed before me? All right. Genesis, go first to Mark 5, verse 9. Mark 5, verse 9. The question is asked, what is thy name? I am asked the question, what is my name? You've already been told that there is a new name written, which I know. A new name written, which no man knoweth. What is thy name? Psalm 9:10. It is good to know the name of God, the biblical name of God. Okay? That would be God's legal name. Okay, Psalm 9:10, it is written, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. The important part, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. And the Gentiles are commanded by the word of God to trust in the living God. What is thy name? They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Isaiah 43:1. We're working the scriptures, working the scriptures. Isaiah 43:5. And it's the next to the last statement in the verse. It is said, I have called thee by thy name. Now, I want you to follow this closely. A new name, which no man knows. They that know God's name, they that know God's name will put their trust in God. The word of God says, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Let's see. I have called thee by thy name. So the question is, where in the scriptures has the word of God called my name? Where has it called the name of God? Habakkuk 1:12. Art thou not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, mine Holy One? Okay, there, God is called the Holy One. O Lord, my God. So there are three things there. Lord, God, Holy One, all referring to the one the Bible calls and names as God. Okay? Holy One. Okay, Mark 1:24. If anyone ever asks you the name of God, you should know it. You should be able to tell them. Mark 1:24. To the end of the verse, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Okay. I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. He's called, God is called right there, the Holy One, having the designation of God. The word of there means having the designation of. I know thee who thou art, the Holy One, having the designation of God. What is God's name? What is that name that is written? For they that know thy name shall put their trust in thee. I have called thee by thy name. What is the name written? And we go to it right now to find out and see the name of God that is written in the scriptures, the name, the new name assigned to God. 1 Kings 18:31. It's the last statement in the verse, and it says simply, Israel shall be thy name. That is the name that the word of God proclaims before me. That is the new name written, which no man knows. That God is named Israel. The Gentiles shall put their trust in. They that know that shall put their trust in thee. The scriptures have called me by my name. He called his name. The name has been proclaimed, the name of Israel. 1 Chronicles 17:24, here is the proclamation of the name of God. 1 Chronicles 17:24. The statement says, the proclamation says, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God having the name, having the designation of Israel. There you have it. The new name written, which no man knows. I know it, and I have shown it. I have showed it to you. God's new name, God's legal name. We have answered the question, what is God's written new name? That name is Israel, the Lord God of Israel. The proclamation again, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. And it is written concerning the Lord God of Israel, 1 Chronicles 17:14, I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. That is spoken concerning the Lord God of Israel. Now, and we're getting ready for the announcements. I will read this statement. O Lord, this is 1 Chronicles 17:19. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness and making known all these great things. That is one of the great things God has done. He has made known his name. He has confirmed it. Okay? He has accepted it. Let's go back to the statement in Revelation. That was Revelation 2:17. Mr. Welch, we're ready for the announcements. A new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. God has received his new name. The Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read. A text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. Listen up. You're tuned in to The Lawmaster right here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by His Majesty Tommy Hart, here to present the upcoming broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God, to be announced by Mr. Hart at the appointed time. But you must tune in to get the details. Don't miss this monumental broadcast, The Reading of the Will of God. Coming soon, The Reading of the Will of God. Drop everything and run to the nearest computer. Tell your family. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Hey, hear this. Tune in to The Lawmaster's upcoming broadcast where God will announce the reading of the will of God. You don't want to miss this extremely important message. You're listening to The Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. And I certainly... I surely do not want you to miss that upcoming broadcast wherein the Lord God of Israel will reap the will of God. Stay tuned to this program to get the date to be announced by the Lord God of Israel for the episode of the reading of the will of God. Okay. Okay, concerning God, here are two statements here in front of me, and I will just read them. The first statement says, God is with thee. That's in 1 Chronicles 17:2. God is with thee. And I go to Revelation, deep into Revelation, to the end of the book, where it is written, Behold, Revelation 21, verse 3. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Be their God. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. The Gentiles, as I've stated, by law, are to trust in me, the living God. It's just as simple as that. All the people in the kingdom or any part of the kingdom of God will be under that same rule, trust in the living God, the God having the designation of Israel, according to the proclamation of the Spirit of God, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. And that's the name of God, Israel. Okay? All right. God is with thee. Yes, God is with thee. 1 Chronicles 17:2 and Revelation 21:3. The tabernacle of God is with men. Behold, that word means to look. You know, look, be attentive. Tune in attentively. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. Mark that as complete. Mark that as fulfilled. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Mark that statement as fulfilled. Okay? Mark the statement in 1 Chronicles 17:2. As fulfilled. God is here on earth. God has come forth. God has made himself known. All right? And one of the purposes of God, the Spirit of God says, that's given in 1 Chronicles 16:31. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. And in verse 33 of the same chapter, he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, in the next verse, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And I have already rendered judgment upon the Gentiles. I have judged those that are high, just as the scripture says. Okay. Now, let's move on. Ezekiel 33. Go first to Micah, chapter 1, verse 3. Micah 1, 3. Michael 1:3. Hear, all ye people, hearken, O earth, and all that dwell therein. Hear. Ezekiel 33:30. Ezekiel 33:30, to the end of the verse, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. Hear, all ye people, hearken, O earth, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. What is the word that has come forth from the Lord? The word that has come forth from the Lord is, the Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The word that has come forth from the Lord reigneth. I read that from 1 Chronicles. He cometh to judge the earth. John 6:45. John 6:45 says this. They shall be all taught of God. All ye people, the earth hear, they shall be all taught of God. It means just what it says. Okay? They shall be all taught concerning God. They shall be all taught about God. What am I doing? I am teaching about God. Okay? I am fulfilling that scripture. I'm teaching the people about God. And what should you do? You should tell others about this broadcast. You should tell others to tune in. You can even invite other people to come to your place and y'all tune in together to hear the word of God, to hear the word that has come forth from the Lord. Now, this is no small thing. The Bible, of course, is no small thing just in and of itself. And to see the thing, prophecies written in the Bible that are actually coming to pass, now, that is a big thing. That is a big thing. People right now in this city are getting ready to go to church, and they are already there waiting to hear information that is incorrect, to hear information that is intended to deceive. It doesn't matter how sincere the minister may be. The message they give in teaching about Jesus is an incorrect message. Teaching lies, causing the people to err continuously, that is not good at all. They shall all be taught of God. This is new. It's been in the Bible for these many years. The Authorized Version celebrates its 100th year this year. Celebrates its 400th year this year, 2011. Okay? And this information has been in the Bible, but what has not been in place? God had not come. Now God has come. And the Spirit of God says, hear all you people, all the earth, hear what the Lord God has to say. Hear. And of course you hear and you do accordingly. I was interviewed on Blog Talk last night, and I must say, I'm trying to think of the name. I can't think of the name, but anyway, it was a full interview. Very well. I'm very pleased. I actually had a good time. And hopefully we can get that interview played maybe on this program sometime. Anyway, let's keep going. Hear people, that's very important. And as I was saying about this big thing, this is a big thing. If you can sit and hear me, or stand, or whatever, if you can hear me speak these things and teach these things that I teach, and you don't think it's anything to it, then I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So do you go to church? Do you believe in? Do you have a Bible? Do you have a Bible in your house? You read it from time to time? Are you listening to some preacher or somebody, whatever, some minister? Do you? I don't know. What is it all for? Truth has come. That's what the Lord God has to say and give. Truth. Truth. The Bible says in some place it says there is no truth or knowledge of God in the land. Well, that statement is outdated. There is now truth and knowledge of God in the land. I don't have that reference right now, so because I would want you to, you can find it in, using your concordance, the statement that says there is no knowledge of God or truth in the land. Mark that statement as outdated, and it is no longer applicable. There is now truth and knowledge of God in the land. That's a big deal. A statement in the Bible that is outdated and that is no longer true. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. Now, I'm going to stick to my script. I don't want to too much. They shall be all taught of God. Acts 18:25, and I'm going to move a little fast here to get these things in. Acts 18:25. There is truth and knowledge of God in the land now. Now. Okay, Acts 18:25, and it begins about the middle of the verse. It says, he spake, taught diligently the things of the Lord. Just that. Underline that portion. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Why is that important? That is important because that's what I'm doing. Mark that statement, just what I said, as accomplished, fulfilled. We can mark it even in progress. He spake and taught diligently the things concerning the Lord. What have I taught so far today? I've taught the name of God. I've given you the proclamation of the name of God. Okay. I've told you that God is here right now. God has come to judge. That's one of the things he's come to do. Not the only thing. The Lord God reigneth. That's an end. That which is expected to happen, to take place. That's an end for God, that he reigns. He physically reigns on the earth, and the people are under his authority. Physically. Actually. Okay? Statement is very important. That's Acts 18:25. I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception.
truth is a big deal. Truth is a big deal. It's better to live in truth and with truth than to live in deception, in a deceptive state. I'd rather know the truth than stay deceived, no matter how good it sounds. It sounds good. Jesus died for your sin. Somebody else taking the responsibility for what you've done. It sounds good. It relieves you of any responsibility. But it's not true, though. The statement is not true. Okay? Truth has come. That statement in Acts 18:25. Just a little statement, but very important. It describes and speaks of what is actually being done right now in real life. Real time. Real life. He spake and talked diligently. It's written in the past tense. One day I'll be gone. And the past tense will be correct. Speaking of what I did. Saying, he spake and spoke diligently and talked diligently the things concerning the Lord. If I don't teach these things, you won't know. If I don't tell you God has come in me and give you the proof of it, the scriptural proof of it, you never know. It's my responsibility to tell the world, to tell you that I'm here and present the evidence proving. That's my responsibility, and I want to fulfill my responsibility. I don't want to be neglectful. I don't want to be I want to do all I can. I want to teach all I can and be all I can. The proclamation, the name of God, very important. They're statements, statements, but they have meaning. And they are truthful. They are honest. What does Scripture say? It says those things which are true, those things which are honest, those things which are of good report, think on these things. Okay? Are you an honest individual? Are you an honest individual? If you are an honest and righteous individual, then you will take note of the things that I say and the things that I teach. You will take note of truth. You will take notice of truth. You will be attentive to the truth, and you will apply the truth to your life if you are honest and if you are a righteous individual. Now, if you are unrighteous, now that's bad. That's bad. If you are a righteous individual, then you will do the thing that is right. You will give heed and attention to the truth which I point out. It's just as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. Righteous, doing that which is right, doing the right thing. Right now, today, what is the right thing in light of the knowledge of God? The right thing to do in light of the knowledge of God is to do what the Scripture says. It says, hear all ye people. Hear. Hear what the Lord has to say. That's commandment. That's commandment. Now, I didn't ask, were you a religious individual? It doesn't matter whether you are religious or whether you're not religious. The Bible is not a religious book. I do not teach religious precepts. What I teach has nothing to do with religion. Remember, remember, I teach the Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book at all, though it is used perversely in religion. Now, the Gentiles know that. They know full well what they are doing. They know that they teach deceit. Like people think the deceit which they have gotten from the Gentiles is true. It's truth. They think they have truth in Jesus. But that's the way they're deceived. They do not know they are deceived. Isn't that something? Somebody will say to me, yes, you know, and tell me that they believe in Jesus and they are not deceived. The deceived do not know that they are deceived. But when truth comes, they can see clearly wherein they have been deceived. Are you righteous? Will you do the thing that is right? Do you delight in truth, no matter what that truth is? I cannot help it because the Bible has declared me God. I can't help that. I can't help it that the Bible has declared me Lord. God is the Lord which has showed us light. What am I doing? I give light to the people. I'm showing light. I am making sense out of Bible content because the crucial matter of Bible content is not sensible. It is improperly, it is not sequenced. It is totally out of order and in disarray. What I do, I have been commanded in the Bible to take that crucial matter, take the fragments and put them together, make them intelligent or intelligible, and give that information to the people. That's my duty. The people are to hear. They are instructed. They are commanded to hear the word of the Lord, the word coming from the Lord. In the many episodes of this Long Island's Law of God broadcast, I have clearly shown you wherein I am the Lord. I do the work of the Lord. The work assigned and set aside for God in the AVB, I do it. I do it. The Spirit says about me in the Bible. He doeth the work of the Lord. He who does the work of the Lord is the Lord, period. He who does it. And as I've said before, and I'll go on, no spirit or anything that's going to come down from the sky and carry out the commandments concerning the Lord in the Bible. Nothing from out of the sky going to come down here and do it. Somebody here on earth, some human being, has to do it. Whatever, whoever the human being is that does it, the Bible declares that individual the Lord. Okay, let's move on. And I know I won't cover all the scriptures that I have. I see that right now. Okay, he taught diligently the things of the Lord. John 8:2, simple statement, John 8:2. Simple statements concerning the Lord. John 8:2. Last statement in the verse, it says, and he sat down and taught them. Coming from the reference in Acts, he taught diligently the things of the Lord. Here in John 8:2 says, he sat down and taught them. I'm sitting down right now, and I'm teaching you. Mark that statement as fulfilled. Just, and when I say mark a statement, just mark what I say. If I don't say the whole verse, don't mark the whole verse. Just mark the point that I point out. In this John 8:2, I point out, and he sat down and taught them. Underline that statement. and mark it as fulfilled, even mark it as in progress, because I'm doing it right now. Okay? The Bible is not about Jesus. It's about God. Jesus is a fictitious character. Okay? Truth has been chopped up, scattered, and scattered about throughout Bible content. That statement is true. He sat down and taught them. I'm sitting down and I'm teaching you. He taught the people diligently the things of the Lord. I'm doing that. Okay? Matthew 5:2. Another simple statement. Matthew 5:2. Matthew 5:2. Listen. And he opened his mouth and taught them. Just that. Just that. He opened his mouth and taught them. That's what I'm doing. I'm opening my mouth and I'm teaching you. Mark that statement as fulfilled, even as in progress. I'm doing it right now. Okay? Mark 1:22. Mark 1:22, simple statements. He taught them as one that had authority. And I tell you that I have authority. I get my authority from Scripture. He taught them as one having authority. That's what I'm doing. I'm telling you, the Bible has declared me God. God has authority. God has power. Matter of fact, God, all power has been given to God in me. Scripture. Study Long Master's archives. Get the full story. Mark that statement as true. Mark it as true. He taught them as one that had authority. God has authority. Psalm 62. Psalm 62:11. Last statement in the verse. Power belongs to God. Period. Who is God? You know who God is because I've told you. And the Bible has shown you by my work. Okay? Mark that statement as just as I told you, okay? As true. He taught them as one having authority. All right. Deuteronomy 4:10. For what purpose? Deuteronomy 4:10. Deep down in the verse, that they shall live upon earth and that they may teach their children. That they may teach their children. Mark that. Underline that statement. What are you teaching your children? Are you teaching your children the Jesus story that you've gotten from the Gentiles, which is false, a bunch of lies, deception? That's what you're teaching your children? That they should be deceived as you have been deceived and remain deceived? Or are you teaching your children now that you hear my word? Are you teaching them this good and right way? What are you teaching your children? We have been deceived too long. It's time to come out of that deceptive state, black people. Psalm 71:17. Psalm 71:17. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. O God, thou hast taught me, mark that statement as true. What am I teaching? I'm teaching the word of God. Mark that statement as true. I need to get off this and go on to the this other thing here, and let me do that. What is the Holy Spirit? What is the role of the Holy Spirit? Let me go to that right now. Ephesians 4:30. Because I do want to get this in. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Spirit, definition, divine animating influence or inspiration. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God. Okay, divine, given or inspired by God. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. What is the Holy Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit of God, let me show you his word. The Holy Spirit of God says to me in John 4:26, the Holy Spirit says, I that speak unto thee am he. Okay? The Holy Spirit speaks through Scripture. What is it? A divine animating influence or inspiration. And divine definition, given or inspired by God. John 13:3, he was come from God and went to God. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Okay? He was come from God and went to God. Let me show you something else about the Holy Spirit. Psalm 119. Psalm 119:176. Almost mid-verse, the Holy Spirit says this to me. The Holy Spirit says, seek thy servant. Okay? 1 Kings 18:36. The Holy Spirit said this to me. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the servant of God. The Holy Spirit said, I that speak unto thee am he. The Holy Spirit. A divine animating influence or inspiration. Let's say influence. A divine animated influence. Do you see that? And of course, there are many, many scriptures, you know, where the Holy Spirit speaks. Now, you can call it the Word of God, okay? You can call it the Word of God. It says, his name shall be called the Word of God. I read that passage last week. The Holy Spirit. Keep that definition in mind. Spirit. As in Holy Spirit. A divine animating influence that has come from God. Now, it gives the destination. It has come from God. What is its destination? John 13:3. He was come from God and went to God. I spoke on this last time, I believe. Okay? About the Holy Spirit. Also called the Word of God. from God. He was come from God and went to God. The Holy Spirit has come from the old God to the new God in me. And he talks to me. A divine animated influence, okay? And I've given you examples. I that speak unto thee, and he let it be known this day that thou art God. The Holy Spirit is the one who gave the proclamation. The proclamation. 1 Chronicles 17:24. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. Says the Holy Spirit. Says the Word of God. Okay? I hope that is clear. The Holy Spirit is not a person with flesh and bones. And it's not a spirit that goes to each individual. You know, people talk about they have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit said to them, do this and do that and all like that. No. Whatever the Spirit says is in the Bible. Okay? Whatever the Holy Spirit, the Bibles, the AVB, Holy Spirit has to say, it's in Scripture. That's it. That's all. He's not going to come to you at night and tell you some secret thing or make something known to you. Whatever he has to say, he says it in Scripture, the Holy Spirit. Okay? We've been misled, mistaught, just way out of the way. But we can get well into the way through the teaching of God now, the teaching that's coming from God now. We can come out of our deceptive state. I've come out. Have you? Will you come out? Let's see. Anything else on that? Okay, he was come from God and went to God. He was come from the old God, and the Holy Spirit has come to the new God by means of Scripture. I didn't speak unto thee, and he, I read that. His name shall be called. His name is called the Word of God. I told you that. Okay. Jonah 2:2. Jonah 2:2. All right. Jonah 2:2. The Holy Spirit says to me. He said, I cried by reason of mine affliction to the Lord, and he heard me. He heard me. Remember the scriptures just here of late that I read? Many scriptures having to do with hear me, hear my voice, all like that. Okay? I cried by reason of mine affliction to the Lord, and he heard me. He goes on to say, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Well, it's not out of the belly of hell, but it's out of the belly of scripture that I have heard the voice of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I hope you got that because my time is running out. There's another statement in Malachi that I really want to get to with regard to the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's see here. Exodus. It's in Exodus. Exodus 4:16. This is the duty of the Holy Spirit. It is one of his duties. Exodus 4:16. He shall be thy spokesman to the people. What did I tell you the Spirit said today to the people? It said, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. He was speaking in my behalf. He was speaking in the behalf of God. The scripture says about the Holy Spirit, he shall be thy spokesman to the people. Now the statement is said to me, he, the Holy Spirit, shall be thy, my spokesman to the people. He's proclaimed. Okay. He's proclaimed me Lord. He's proclaimed my name. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. that's the message for today. Mr. Welch, if you're there, please tune in. Come in.
I am here, Your Majesty.
Yes,
good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, and thank you. Thank you for everything. That's it for today. Let me just give a wrap-up of what I've done today, and we'll sign out, and I'll talk to you on the other side of the phone. I have iterated, even reiterated, the name of God. The Holy Spirit gave a proclamation stating that the Lord of hosts is the God having the designation of Israel. And, of course, that's very important. And I spoke about simple things, simple statements that God has done or is doing, as in teaching diligently the things concerning the Lord. He sat down and talked to people. He opened his mouth and talked to them. He taught them as I teach them as one having authority. And one of the purposes is that the people may teach their children the things concerning the Lord that they learned from me. The Holy Spirit says, thou hast taught me. That's what I'm teaching. Even today, I'm teaching the word of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And the Jeremiah 2:27 statement is true. Thou hast brought me forth. In my teaching of the Holy Spirit, in my teaching of the word of God, I have brought forth the Holy Spirit. Okay? So keep that in mind, what the Holy Spirit is and what it is not. It is not a person in flesh and blood. It is not a spirit in the sky or somewhere else. It's the spirit of the word of God in the Bible. That's it, period. Holy Spirit is not going to go to somebody and tell them something. They put things on the Holy Spirit that the Spirit is not doing and has not done. The Holy Spirit speaks in the Bible by Bible content. That's it, period. Whether he's speaking to me in my capacity as God, or whether he's speaking to the people, telling the people to hear the word of the Lord, to hear the word of God, that the Holy Spirit speaks through and from the scriptures, period. Okay? Mr. Welch, that is it.
All right. And that will conclude today's broadcast. Please tune in next week.
Excuse me. Did we have anybody on the line or anything?
No, sir. There are no callers on the line at this time.
Okay. Well, we'll close out then as you were doing.
Yes, sir.